Locker room chats continuing here on 92.1 KMZA as we talk Frankfurt basketball. I'm now joined by boys head coach Ben Steinlage. It is presented by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfurt, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, your team got a nice bounce back win after a loss on a Friday at Troy. You return home Tuesday night, get a win against Onega, 44-34. As we're coming down the home stretch, you certainly don't want to take many losses, but to see your team bounce back and get a win like that after the loss to Troy, how nice was that?
Yeah, I was real pleased. You know, I thought we faced some adversity there. Onega came out and were real physical like they have been all year, and they hit some shots. You know, we were up 10-point lead there in the first quarter, and by halftime, I think it was down to 5 or so, and then, you know, they came back and it tied up there in the third quarter and towards the end of there, and from that point on, we went on like a 14-4 run or something to kind of put it away, so to speak. So, you know, it was kind of a sub-state feel to it last night. Both crowds were into it. Just overall pleased with how our guys kind of bounced back and did some things we talked about at practice on Monday.
And it's hard to believe that we're down to just now 2 games left here in the regular season. You'll get one Friday at Washington County, and then you'll return home next Monday to take on Lynn to close out the regular season. And, you know, one of the things I like to ask our area coaches is, at least at this point in the season, how much has your team grown from maybe late November, early December at the start of the year to where we are now here in mid-February?
Yeah, you know, we've made progress, obviously, as you should, over that amount of time. But it's kind of been a roller coaster between, you know, having guys sick and being out, and then, you know, us just not playing all that great at times. You know, I thought we played really well in a such a league tournament, and then a week or week and a half after it, kind of these last couple of weeks, kind of been a grind, trying to score the ball and just finding ways to win. And, you know, to bounce back last night, you know, it's, sample size is small, but you hope you're kind of on the upwards climb after you know, learning a little bit about ourselves there at Troy on Friday, and you know, hopefully that progress we talked about from November continues to expand on itself here over the next, you know, several weeks.
Do you pay much attention to the sub-state? I would have to imagine you're kind of peeking at it a little bit, and this is a very challenging sub-state when you have essentially 3 top 5 teams in the TBL with you guys, Troy, Centralia, and then right now Care Paravel is a 13-win team that's in your sub-state as well, and obviously going to be very challenging, but, you know, a lot of things can happen and still trying to determine where's the seeding and how that's going to line up, but just your overall or at least first take here on, you know, kind of the expectation going into that sub-state.
Yeah, it's obviously, you know, once sub-states come out, you kind of pay attention to, you know, as the season progresses, and you know, we've played Centralia twice, we've played Troy twice now. You know, I don't know much about Care Paravel, but, you know, we've seen Onega twice, you know, seen D West. You know, it's, every year it seems like sub-state, or, you know, when regionals were a thing, it's always a mini-league tournament around here, which has its pros and cons, but, you know, like you said, it's going to be a challenge, as, you know, as it should be. You know, unfortunately, there'll probably be a team or two left out that deserves to be in Dodge, but, you know, it's kind of, you know, that's part of it. You got to find a way to win, and we're fortunate to have it on our home court this year, so hopefully we can make the most of the opportunity given to us.
Yeah, your team's sitting right now at 13-6, and Care Paravel's at 13-4. Troy is also at 13-6, and Centralia is at 11-6, so a lot to be played out here in this last week and a half of the regular season in terms of sub-state. You guys have 2 games left. It starts with a road trip to Washington County on Friday night. You saw them earlier in the year. You saw them actually the opening round of the TBL tournament. You got that win, 54-39. What's going to be maybe different in this second matchup with Washington County, and what's kind of the expectation this go around?
Yeah, they play hard. You know, Coach Smith has those kids. You know, they get after it. They're going to try and do some different things defensively, whether it's playing band or zone, get up in the pressure a little bit. You know, full court stuff as well. You know, first time around, we were missing a couple guys and you know, played some younger guys that hadn't played a ton of varsity minutes up to that point and didn't handle the press that well. Something we'll have to definitely improve on here Friday, but, you know, we have to come out and be us. You know, we've got to continue to rebound the ball well. I thought we did a good job last night, and we got to be better at finishing around the rim. And, you know, if we can take care of ourselves here moving forward and do the things that we need to do, that's kind of what I'm most concerned about.
Frankfurt boys basketball coach Ben Steinlage joining us here, presented again by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfurt, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. Team right now at 13-6. They'll get Washington County on the road Friday and then close out the season Monday at home against Lynn, and then sub-state looms a week after that. But we appreciate it very much, Coach. We'll do it one more time next week. Good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks.